Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you come on board and join us on this broadcast, Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to your dialogue and discussion today as we face what I call a very important issue. The question being asked today, are we being pushed or manipulated into Armageddon? Hear me. We're speaking to America, about America, and on a global basis, as a people of the world. My question is today, are we being pushed or manipulated into Armageddon? Our president recently made a public statement, and he said, and I quote, "Armageddon is closer than any time since 1962, end quote. So we'll be talking about that today. What is Armageddon? What does it mean? When will it happen? Are we watching the progressive manipulation of humanity into what the Bible calls the battle of Armageddon? What is the question? What are the answers? How should we then live? What should we do? What's the reality? Can we separate reality from the figment of the imagination today? Are we witnessing a senile president that God is using to bring about the global reset and to bring about the one world government that allows the Antichrist to step on the scene and control the whole wide world? I believe that's what we're witnessing today. I believe without any reservation, that's what is taking place. Because as we see this president in a senile, cognitively depleted condition, being manipulated, being controlled by Barack Hussein Obama and the globalists around the world, we need to understand that we're in perilous times. And the Bible warns us in the last days, perilous times shall come. The Bible didn't say may come or perhaps can come, but shall. It's an appositive statement that says we're going to find perilous times. That word perilous means dark, dangerous, devastating, difficult times. And we're faced with those on every hand. And we'll talk about that today. And right after the monologue, we invite you to call. The telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. We'd love to have your input, your dialogue and discussion on the issue. But let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It is God's word that takes preeminence. It should be God's word that takes the center stage in your life and mine. It's the truth book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, makes a profound statement. Jesus says, if you continue in my word, that is to constantly stay in my word, that's the word of God, the Bible, then you're my disciples indeed, that is, you're truly a disciple, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus then says in John 14, 6, I am truth. And further a declaratory statement is made. John 17, 17, thy word is truth. And then we find in Psalms 117 and verse 2, the truth of the Lord endures forever. So, ladies and gentlemen, I commend the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God to each and every one of my listeners, even today. But truth is not sought after. Truth is repelled, rejected, demeaned, dissed, as the world calls it. I go back to a statement from George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear. Orwell said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. That's precisely what we see taking place in today's society. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and AOC and all of those on the left, I call them the loose likes, lost liberals. It is the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist, Democratic Party that is repulsed by anything called the truth, especially if it's the truth biblically, theologically, doctrinally, especially if it's the truth about where we are in the quagmire of the Biden administration's depletion of the United States of America and the destruction of our military power and of our capitalistic society in which we're living in. Ladies and gentlemen, the church is responsible today for the condition that we're in America. And I say that without any reservation. Judgment begins at the house of God, my Bible says. But it's the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that makes a profound statement. Former Senator Jim DeMint said, warns, America's decline is linked to the death of truth. In part, out of about a two-page article, former Senator Jim DeMint says, truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And I challenge us each and every day on this show with that statement. We need to, ladies and gentlemen, as Christians today, seek the truth, and that won't be found on the Communist Network News. Seeking the truth is the going back to the source of truth, the original truth, the Word of God. Seek it, listen to it, learn it, love it, tell it, live it. And ladies and gentlemen, the most difficult thing that's growing in difficulty today in American society is defending the truth. We're not to buckle and bow, bend, but stand for the truth. In fact, in the sixth chapter of Ephesians, we're challenged to put on the whole armor of God. The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, is the key element within the realm of putting on the whole armor of God. And then the Apostle Paul, writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God, in the 13th verse of the 6th chapter of Ephesians, says, having done all, stand. That's a challenge for every Christian. We put on the whole armor of God. We seek the truth in the Word of God, which is the truth book itself. And then we stand. We, as believers, need to be the salt and light in the society in which God has placed us in. We need not bow or bend. We need to stand, be verbal, vocal, visible, valiant, and victorious in our stand for the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with a full line of Honda generators. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can answer all your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a 165-foot flagpole, Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions. House and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly environment that you're working in at Tools for Time. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing you to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word intended for every Christian to do so. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview and see what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take a few moments to get into the heart of the monologue, and then we'll start taking our calls. Ladies and gentlemen, as I said earlier in the pre-monologue, President Joe Biden has recently made a public statement where he publicly says Armageddon is closer than any time since 1962. So, ladies and gentlemen, what is that that Joe Biden is supposedly talking about? Does Joe Biden supposedly know something that's not been made public to the American citizens? Is Joe Biden privy to some information of what is about to take place on a global basis, but yet we, the citizens, have not been made ready or put on notice? What is it that he knows? I'm looking at the article, ladies and gentlemen. Headline, Biden now predicting Armageddon closer than any time since 1962. Let me read you two or three brief paragraphs out of this two-page document. The article says Joe Biden already has delivered to American people inflation higher than any other in decades. Gasoline prices approaching $7 a gallon, a disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan, a southern border crisis, an open war on conservatives and people of faith through his demands for abortion and transgender agendas. What else can come? How about a warning about Armageddon, this writer says. Legacy News on AP is reporting that Biden has declared the risk of nuclear Armageddon is at the highest level since the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis. That was when Russia installed missiles which could be targeted to the U.S. in Cuba, only 90 miles away from the American coast. The dispute now is developing as Russian officials speak of using tactical nuclear weapons after suffering massive setbacks in the eight-month invasion of the Ukraine. Biden said Putin is not joking when he talks about the use of tactical nuclear weapons or biological or chemical weapons. He claimed that the threat from Putin is real. Russia is known to have vast stockpiles of nuclear weapons. Ladies and gentlemen, let me pause for a moment. Some of the articles and documents that I've read, Russia has about 6,300 to 6,700 nuclear weapons, and I believe America has about 300. Goes back to the era when there were supposed to be a nuclear agreement with Russia that we would destroy the nuclear stockpile for both nations. America did, Russia didn't. What's new? This article further states. He claimed the threat with Putin was real. Russia is known to have the vast stockpile of nuclear weapons, and the U.S. officials already have been warning for months of the danger that Putin would pull the nuclear trigger and launch a weapon of mass destruction against Ukraine. Biden's remarks mark the starkest warning yet by any U.S. government about nuclear strikes, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, are we about to enter into a nuclear war? I've already said several times on this broadcast, we're on the very verge of entering into World War III. In fact, I made the bold statement that at the time Russia attacked Ukraine, we were watching the fuse being lit for the coming global World War III. And I still stand by that statement. I believe we're watching it increase. I believe we're watching it progressively spread over Europe, and then it will go globally. But ladies and gentlemen, my question is, how should we then live? What should we do? What's the answer? I'm looking at one article that says the U.S. buys, that's the United States of America, buys $290 million worth of drugs in preparation for nuclear emergencies in America, end quote. Dateline October the 6th. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is buying $290 million worth of drugs as part of the longstanding ongoing efforts to better prepare to save lives following radiological and nuclear emergencies in America. The $290 million purchase was announced on October the 4th by the Administration for Strategic Preparedness and Response, an agency within the HHS that's tasked with preparing the nation for future disasters and public health emergencies, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're on a very, very, very thin sheet of ice. We're walking, ladies and gentlemen, into what Biden himself is calling Armageddon. I don't know if the man even understands what that means biblically. Don't know if he understands the rudimentary fundamentals of the Battle of Armageddon, and he's just referring to it as Armageddon. We're going to talk about that in this broadcast today. What is the Battle of Armageddon? When will it take place? What are the signs of its coming? And is Biden correct? Or are we simply being pushed and manipulated into what the Bible calls Armageddon? I believe that's the case, because when you look at Revelation, the 16th chapter, verses 12 through 16, it's demonic spirits whispering into the ears of national and international leaders that caused them, that's the leaders on a global basis, military powers on a global basis, to come against the little small nation of Israel. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to explain that further in this broadcast today. But it's very serious, the condition, the state that we're in America today. I believe I have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Dr. Youngblood, you are straight on with this. And it's not Biden. Biden is, he's a puppet.
Yes.
George Soros, Clinton, and Obama, and Nancy Pelosi, they're pulling his strings. Mm-hmm. And it won't chaos. That's why he left the borders open. And Trump left enough money to finish that wall.
Yes.
But he didn't do it. He's a, Lord forgive me, he's an idiot. He's a puppet.
I think that description fits him well. In fact, you've heard me say on this broadcast many times that his handlers need to be caught, tried, convicted, and sentenced for senior abuse, because Biden doesn't know what day it is. He doesn't know what state he's in. He does not know where he is most of the time, and yet he's making these profound statements. And the only way, Kenneth, the only way, in my most humble opinion, Joe Biden can make a statement about that we're on the brink of nuclear Armageddon is because he knows what he's been told. He knows what's been said behind closed doors. He is very familiar with what Obama has said. He's familiar with what Valerie Jarrett, the communist leader that sits in the executive seat of advice for, had been for Obama and now for Biden. Valerie Jarrett is an open, in-your-face communist, and it's the communist move that we see taking place today that's destroying the sovereignty of the United States of America.
But really, can I give you my opinion?
Yes, go ahead.
Every one of them need to be arrested.
Yes.
Every one of them need to be arrested.
The problem we have with that, and I'm in agreement with you, Kenneth, the problem we have with that, who makes the arrest? Usually it comes out of the FBI, as directed by the DOJ. The DOJ and the FBI today happen to be the brown shirts, using a Hitler term of the 40s in Germany. He's using the DOJ and the FBI simply as the brown shirts. I call them thugs with badges. And they are now destroying the lives and the futures of multitudes of Christian Americans as a result, and in doing it at the behest of Joe Biden.
Well, it's not really him.
That's right.
It's his puppet masters.
That's right.
Puppet masters.
And we need to be very, very careful in the days to come. Kenneth, that's my warning each and every day on the broadcast. We try to conclude each and every day, mixed throughout the broadcast, and the conclusion of the broadcast, how should we then live? What should we do as Christians? I believe we need to pray and become involved. I believe we need to stand up and speak up. Back during the Holocaust in Germany, out of about 18,000 pastors, about 12,000 of them were silent. Only about 3,000 stood up and said something. And as a result of that, they were crushed as far as their voices, their churches destroyed and closed. And it's going to take the standing up, the speaking up of pastors in the pulpits today across America if we have any prayer of saving America. Kenneth, thank you so much for your input. You're spot on with your comments. You're exactly right. Say again.
Thank you
so much. God bless
you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today what I think is a very serious subject. It intersects with what we find in the Word of God. It intersects with what we look at in the Scripture. And the Biden administration, Joe Biden himself, has now said that in his opinion, his position is that we're now approaching Armageddon. Says it's closer than in 1962. Ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand, when we look at what the Scripture says, I don't believe that Joe Biden understands what Armageddon means. So just how close are we? Just what is Armageddon? What does Armageddon mean? What does that point to from a biblical perspective? according to, and I'll read this and then we'll talk further about it, ladies and gentlemen. According to Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 and following, it says, "And the sixth angel poured out the vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up." Now, ladies and gentlemen, we've not seen any water dry up at the Euphrates. And by the way, as we'll see in just a moment, the Battle of Armageddon is the final crescendo, the great cataclysmic event after the wars and rumblings of wars. That means rumors of wars and the rumblings of wars. It is the final crescendo, the cataclysmic event that wraps up this old world. And so Biden is a little premature, I think, with his statement, but I think it's because he is very familiar with what they have pushed and prodded and manipulated America into, going into the battles that we're now enmeshed in. "And the waters there have dried up, and the way of the kings of the East," that is talking about China and others, "the kings of the East might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragons, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet." That is the unholy trinity that's spoken of in Revelation 13. It's talking about Satan himself. It's talking about the Antichrist and the false prophet, which is the unholy trinity in the scripture. "For they are the spirits," the scripture says, "for they are the spirits of demons, working miracles to go forth into the, unto the kings of the earth and the whole world to gather them together to the great day of God Almighty. Behold, I come as a thief," God says. "Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments." Walk, and notice the scripture says, "lest he walk naked, and they are in shame. And he gathereth them together in the place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon." And it's pronounced in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. And so we're watching, ladies and gentlemen, in the scripture, the building up to and the coming of the battle of Armageddon. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that says the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services are now stocking up on radiation drugs as Putin edges closer to launching nuclear war, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in very, very dangerous waters. We're in dangerous territory in America today, where openly there is publicly communicated out of the mouth of our president that we are facing Armageddon, nuclear battle, that will be a sure destruction of nations around the globe. I believe we have a caller on the line. Give me the question or comment, please.
Hi, my name is Terry, and Bobby Youngblood, I don't believe a man of Biden's age, frailty, confused, then he must be on drugs or something. And I say that because it's a spiritual warfare going on deeper than a lot of people are knowing, and that he's being used, or either he's not himself. You know, when Ephesians 6 says we wrestle not against principalities, but I may be paraphrasing it wrong, but it's like whoever he is being used by, it can't be godly. It can't, because how he's able to stand up, be a puppet, and know his manhood has been taken away from him by being used by people in higher places, how can he do that and just stand? Demonic forces, I just believe it.
You're exactly right.
Using him are in higher places than him, and it's more demonic, more control. And it's like we're not dealing with people in government and stuff. It goes deeper than that, and it's scary.
You're exactly right, and it should be an eye-opener for every Christian, because the scripture says, and what you're talking about, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and wickedness in high places.
Yes.
We're dealing with demonic issues. It's a demonic battle. But let's go back to fundamental rudimentary base one. Joe Biden did not win the election. Joe Biden was the puppet. He spoke out of his basement in Delaware. He did not go out on the campaign trails. When he would go out and speak, he'd have anywhere from five people to two dozen people. The camera would never pan and show the thousands and thousands that Trump would always have at a rally. Joe Biden is the puppet that was put in place by the puppeteers. Joe Biden was put in place by George Soros, Barack Obama, and the puppeteers that Joe Biden is being used to bring about the globalist global reset, the globalist governmental system that's been desired now by those globalists for the past 50 years. Joe Biden is simply the face of the enemy that's out to destroy America's constitutional republic and the representative form of government and our capitalistic system. And they're just about on the verge of seeing that hate take place. So thank you so much for your input. You're exactly right. Joe Biden is not in control. Joe Biden, in fact, prior during the course of the election in 2020, on this broadcast, we talked about dozens and dozens of times the fact that Joe Biden was cognitively inept, cognitively unable to be the president of the United States of America. But he is in the Oval Office by fraud, by deceit, and by trickery, and by a fraudulent election. The election was stolen. And we have gradually been shown that in state after state, in the battleground states, where the courts have finally agreed to hear cases and to listen to some of the things that have taken place. And it has been proven in each of those cases, each of those battleground states, that there was theft of the election that was taking place. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, are we being manipulated and pushed into Armageddon? Joe Biden says that Armageddon is on the horizon. Joe Biden says that it's as a result of Vladimir Putin. Joe Biden's administration is now pushing forward with stocking up on radiation drugs. I'm looking at the article further that says, as Putin threatens nuclear war, a $290 million procurement of the drug to treat acute radiation syndrome known as ARS was announced by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services just recently. This writer in this article says, today we learned that the United States is also stocking up on the radiation drug, I believe it's NAPLATE, N-A-P-L-A-T-E, hundreds of millions of dollars worth. Do you think that the U.S. thinks that Putin is bluffing? It doesn't look like that at all. This article then says, quote, and this shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite all the people that fight against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongues shall consume away in their mouth. That's a quote from Zechariah chapter 14, verse 12. And this writer then sums it up. Whether or not Putin will start dropping bombs on his perceived enemies remain to be seen. One thing is absolutely certain. What we're watching is a complete and total end times theater where anything and everything is not only possible but plausible. The United States of America has spent tens of billions of dollars fighting Russia by proxy through the Ukrainian government. Are the people who actually run the United States intentionally pushing Putin toward nuclear war? Question mark. Now, that's a really good question, this particular writer states. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that's exactly what we see. We're watching the Putin administration, the Biden administration pushing Putin toward pushing the nuclear button and detonating a nuclear weapon that will then be the full-scale global worldwide World War III. That, ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. World War III will lead into the rumblings and rumors and rumblings of wars that will end in the crescendo, the cataclysmic battle called the Battle of Armageddon. And the kings around the globe, the military leaders around the globe, will be involved in that battle of Armageddon. According to the scripture, it will be as a result of demonic deceit that whispers into the ears of the political leaders on a global basis that will bring them to the showroom table that will carry out the Battle of Armageddon. But I want to talk about that for the ladies and gentlemen right after the top of the hour news, because if you're saved, if you said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, if you've been blood-bought, Bible-saved, ladies and gentlemen, you will not be here when the Battle of Armageddon takes place. And I rejoice in that. Ladies and gentlemen, don't turn your dial. Hang on. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.